You're listening to I'm Right, Deal With It with Andy Parrish.
What do you think we're talking about today, folks? Yeah, the TikTok ban's going to happen. See what I did? That was a nice little TikTok thing. Hey, folks, I'm Andy Parrish. I'm your host. I'm Right. Deal With It. Thanks for joining me today. And please make sure you follow me on X at Andy Parrish, on the Facebooks, also Andy Parrish, and the Instagram, also Andy Parrish. Amen. But please make sure you give me a follow and share this, folks. So today we're going to talk about why the TikTok ban is important and why it is long overdue. But mainly we're going to focus on how wars are being fought and how they're going to be fought in the future. It used to be when we fought our revolution that, you know, you had a bunch of guys, they wore uniforms. They walked into a field. Hey, I don't like him. He's a Brit. And then they would line up maybe 20 yards apart and they'd get their muskets out and they'd take a shot and they'd pray that that bullet would fly straight, which it never did because it was a ball and we didn't have rifling. And then the next line would come up and the front line would go to the back. Fast forward to World War II. We had big tanks, and we just simply overpowered the Germans. We just threw people at them. It's an old saying. A German said, an American came, I shot him. An American came, I shot him. An American came, I shot him. An American came, and I ran out of ammunition. Frankly, that's how we won the war. Go on to the first Gulf War, an air war. We bombed everything, and that was that. Second Gulf War, bombed everything, and then went in. We took control. We controlled the government. We controlled everything. Wars in the future, see, killing people isn't going to cut it anymore because we as humans, we're just good at reproduction, right? I mean, we're good at, you know, you get a married couple together and they kind of figure things out and bam, a child comes along. That's how it happens. I used to think they came from Shopko, but then I got married 18 years ago and I found out differently. So killing people doesn't make a lot of sense, but weakening their structure, dividing their people and getting people interfighting is the way this is going to be fought. And, you know, we've seen this before. If you go back to Black Lives Matters, under the Trump administration from 2017 to 2020, 910 Black people were fatally shot by police officers. Under the Biden administration, the Democrat administration, from 2021 up to October 24. So we don't have October numbers yet. We don't have November. We don't have December. And we certainly don't have January yet. 884 Black people have been killed by police officers during the Biden administration. Now, why is that important? I'll tell you why it's important. The George Floyd riots alone in my home state are estimated to have cost about $2 billion worth of damage. That's just one riot. Do you know what the infrastructure damage estimates are under riots under the Biden administration? For the 884 lives, the 884 Black people killed by police officers through September, $0.00. Don't believe? Go to Statistica. Get it yourself. Why do you think that there was $2 billion worth of damage done just in Minneapolis? And that doesn't include other cities like Milwaukee, Madison. That doesn't include any of those. The kid I can't stand. Who shot the guy with the AR-15 in Kenosha. Not even going to give him the time of day right now. How much damage was done there? Yeah, a lot. Why do you think that is? Where did these people come from? How did they fund this? If you think for a minute that it was just good-hearted people giving $50, you're wrong. I believe, strongly believe, that Russia has funded Black Lives Matter, that China was funding it indirectly through subsidiaries here in the United States of America. I strongly believe that. I mean, folks, prove me wrong. $2 billion just in Minneapolis, not including Madison, Milwaukee, Kenosha. And we're going to see less Black people shot under the Trump administration than we did under Biden. Why? Because internal fighting, internal gridlock, an internal conflict is the best way to destroy a society. You split them, right? How many times have we heard, whether you're a Christian or not, but if you strike the shepherd, the sheep will flock. What if you get the sheep fighting? The shepherd's going to leave. We do this kind of stuff. We do this overseas. What do you think the point of TikTok is? Do you think the point of TikTok is just for the lulz, as my kids say it? Or as my friends say it? No. Do you think it's collecting data and information? Yeah, we're going to get into that. But it is made to create conflict, to get us to hate each other, to get us to fight each other, to get us to weaken ourselves by destroying our society and our fabric that things are built on. That's problem number one. And that's what China, look, I'm not on TikTok. I never got on it. National security was my thing. I never got on it. That's why you'll never hear me say, follow me on the TikToks, because frankly, I'm not even that good at social media anyway. But that's their purpose. But it gets better because in 2017, China made law called the National Intelligence Law. Requires Chinese individuals and entities, including subsidiaries of United States companies working in China, to support the People's Republic of China national intelligence work, which means they have to comply with demands from the government, from intelligence, and from law enforcement agencies in the name of national interest to comply with any requests that they make. So when ByteDance says, hey, we're not sharing our data with the People's Republic of China, with the government, they're telling the truth because the Chinese government is taking it. They just take it. So do you think that China allows the full operational TikTok app to run in China? Nope. China has partially banned TikTok because of what it does. The other portion of it is that you can't get information on TikTok from outside of China. They don't want people seeing. We saw this. Look, we saw this in Beijing during the Tiananmen Square protests and so on. Getting information in and out of China is almost impossible. The government controls everything. So in China, they have partial access to TikTok, but that's it. The best part is in 2020, then, once TikTok became really, really popular during the whole pandemic stuff, China created another law. It's the state cryptographic administration. What is that, you ask me? You know when you go to a website and you see a little lock up in the corner? It means the site's secure. There's some type of third-party certificate in there. It's saying, hey, look, whatever you do here is secure. Don't need to worry about it. Guess where you have to get your certificate of security from? The People's Republic of China. What does that mean? That means that the government has the username and password for everything. Why do they want that? Why do they need that? I'm not too terribly sure why, but they do. And if you look at the permissions that this app requires, it's silly. I mean, why do they need permission to your contacts? Why do they need permission to your clipboard? Why do they need access to your microphone? Why? Why? The app can work. I mean, just make the app work and you're good to go. But here's the scary part about having TikTok on your phone and with, you know, how sophisticated iPhones are. I'm a Google Pixel guy. I've been with Google for forever and a day for security reasons. They're far more secure, I think, in my opinion, than Apple is. But here's the problem. Regular, everyday users are being profiled by the Chinese government. What do you like? What are you watching? Where are you going? What stores are you shopping in? In some instances, on what floor do you work? They are mapping the insides of buildings where people are going because we're taking our phones with us. That's what they're doing. And in the meantime, everybody just thinks it's cute. OMG. LOL. I have 300 likes. I am viral TikTok famous. Well, I was just talking to Annabelle, my oldest daughter, and she was initially upset about this TikTok ban. And then we started talking about it. We started going through some of this. And 15 years old, she gets it. She understands it. If you look at some more of these other things that China has, there's a 2021 law that allows at any time, it mandates any company processing important data like TikTok is subject to security reviews by Chinese officials at any time. Anytime. Furthermore, it goes on, it says that the release of any data to a foreign judicial, which is the United States of America. So if something bad happens here and we want to subpoena somebody's TikTok records, a judicial or law enforcement agency from outside of China needs to get the People's Republic of China's government's approval before they get it. It's not a done deal. We're just not going to get it. That alone should be enough to ban them. If our government goes and properly adjudicates somebody and gets a proper warrant and gets data, retrieves data from somebody, that company, if they're operating here, they need to give it to us. It's funny that ByteDance argued the First Amendment, freedom of speech. I know I'm going to get hate for this. It's not settled law, but I think it's pretty obvious what the intent of the founders were. The rights written within the Constitution, the Bill of Rights and the other amendments, they don't apply to people in other countries. It's for America. I mean, it's an American, it's our way of living. It's our rule of law. You don't just get American protection if you're living in Siberia, or the rights under the Constitution if you're living in Siberia. You don't. Okay, this was for the American people. That right there should have been enough. But it wasn't. And if you want to talk about ByteDance, ask yourself this. If you're driving in a vehicle, if you're listening on your phone, if I tell you, you will no longer have a car as of January 19th, whatever you decide, you will no longer have it. Now, I'll give you $1 billion today for your car, or I'll give you nothing on January 19th. What will you take? I'd take the $1 billion. ByteDance isn't taking any offers. They're not even putting out RFPs. Why? Why not? They will not survive without the United States. Now, here's what's going to happen. We don't quite know what's going to happen. The app will be removed from app stores. And my guess is Apple and Android and whatever operating system is out there, they're going to be required to send an update to users that permanently removes anything TikTok related from somebody's phone. People are saying, I'll get a VPN. Really? I mean, come on. Do you really think that you're smart enough to beat guys like me who used to do national security? No, you're not. I'm sorry, but you're not. There will be a mandatory update that goes out to phones where you will not be able to use your phone even to make a call until you upgrade, and it will wipe any trace of TikTok off your phone. I'm going to download a VPN. Okay, well, who are you going to talk to? Who are you going to post videos to, right? I mean, is everyone in your follower list going to get this VPN and magically find this app and it's over? Now, the good news is the way the free markets work is somebody's going to jump on this quickly. And I imagine something will be up and running. But TikTok's final kind of kick in the face for division and causing strife within the United States of America is this: Joe Biden. Man, we can't get rid of this clown fast enough. We can't. He's going to do so many clownish things in the next 7 days that are going to just bewilder all of us. China and TikTok are a national security threat. They are tracking everything about you. TikTok is not the product. You are the product for the Chinese government. You are. That's what it is for. But Joe Biden, because Joe Biden, as a human, when he had his mind, I had met him several times. He's a kind of guy you'd like to hang out and have a beer with, all right? That's the kind of guy he is. Joe has been in such cognitive decline, he's not the same guy anymore. Joe, in a matter of national security 20 years ago, would have demanded the ban of TikTok that day. But he let the legislation go till January 19th. And what happens on January 20th when users get up to use TikTok? They can't use it. Who's president? Donald J. Trump. Who are we going to blame? Where will China then? What will they do next to create conflict within ourselves and blame Donald Trump? It's going to happen. The faster it is off our phones, the better off we are. There are other ways of getting your friends to write LOL under your comments or OMG. I don't even know what these things mean. Like, can somebody make me a list? Man, when I was in high school, junior high, I don't think we talked stupid. I think we used full words. Like, we didn't say LOL. We said, man, that made me laugh really hard. We didn't say ROFL or Ralph or Roof. Somebody help me out and send me a list, would you please? Andy Parrish Show or Andy Parrish at andyparrishshow.com or on X. We had life without TikTok before, and everybody was okay. And we're going to have life without it. It's going to be okay. You know, we've had lots of technology come and go, and we've lived. It's been all right. Growing up, I didn't have Facebook. I had MySpace. Remember that MySpace? Gone. We're okay. Growing up, we had CDs, tape players. Those are gone. We're okay. Look, we don't want to kill your good time, but look, if China is banning the majority of this app in their own country, if other countries like India and other large countries have banned TikTok already, it's not just us making stuff up. If 5, 6, 8, 10, even yourself are saying that this is a bad app, you're a bad developer, is it really everybody else's problem or is it really yours? That's what you got to ask yourself. Adios, TikTok. I'm looking forward to you being gone. And quite frankly, I never even got on it. So I'm okay. But folks, TikTok is exceptionally dangerous. Crazy dangerous. And it's only dangerous because of the 2017 National Intelligence Law that says that the government can come take things when they want. And folks, timing, you know, they say the secret to comedy is timing, right? That's the old joke. Hey, ask me what the secret to timing. Get it? That's the whole thing. All right, just look at the timing. If you don't think that the Chinese government is stealing our stuff and profiling you and making maps of our important buildings and trying to get us to fight one another from within. Do you know when TikTok was first available? September 20th, 2016. Keep that date in your head. Do you know when they passed the National Intelligence Act, which is what we're very concerned about? June 27th, 2017, because the Chinese government saw there's something here. This is wildly popular worldwide, and we can do something about it. See, just because it launched didn't mean there was a large following. June 2017, 9 months after TikTok launched, China magically comes up with the National Intelligence Law of the People's Republic of China, which gave the Chinese government the authority to go in and take data from any company operating within China. ByteDance is absolutely right when they say they're not giving it to the Chinese government. The Chinese government simply takes it. We can go on more. The security certificate that I was telling you about, that went into law in 2020. Beginning of the pandemic, every American was getting on TikTok to talk to people, to get their lulls. And all of a sudden, all the security certificates had to go through the Chinese government. They're smart people. You are their product. TikTok isn't a product. You are. You're being tracked. You're being profiled. You're mapping the insides of buildings for the Chinese government just by having it on your phone. Can't happen fast enough. Don't think. Look, any country in the world wants to take us on in a war, they'll lose 10 out of 10 times. It's just reality. If you look at our firepower, our weaponry versus everybody else, I don't really care that Vlad's got a few nukes. I do care if Iran gets one because they're ideologically driven, not politically driven, which means they don't care if they die. If they can nuke Israel, they're good to go. They don't care about the consequences. But if you look at the second strike capabilities of some of these countries, which is what we look for, can we hit you hard enough that you can't hit us back? That's the goal. Our second strike capability goes beyond second. It goes all the way to 7, 8, 9, 10. We won't be beat militarily, but we will be beat economically. But more importantly, they will beat us by creating internal conflict and dividing us. Proof in point, I go back to Black Lives Matter. By the end of the Biden administration, more Black men will have been killed by police officers, shot by police officers, than under Donald J. Trump. Insurance companies have reported exactly $0 in destruction under the Biden administration due to Black Lives Matter riots. In Minneapolis alone, it was $2 billion, with less people shot and killed. Sadly, we had a guy, I think it was in Kentucky, he was handcuffed and beaten to death by police officers while he was handcuffed under the Biden administration. No riots because it wasn't funded. Why aren't they funded? Frankly, Biden's not a threat to anybody. Trump is. Trump isn't going to let countries get away with things. Biden didn't care. Biden's weak. Trump isn't. And so, folks, I just ask you, when this ban goes into effect, first of all, don't tie it to Trump because Biden was the one who signed it into law. Ask yourself why China keeps coming up with these laws. China has such a history of stealing from us. Look at the balloons that they had in 2023 flying overhead. Look at how hard they pushed to get Huawei. It looks like Huawei when you look it up. But if you look at Huawei, the cell phone company, the reason why they're banned here, it's a Chinese company. I mean, that's even more gold if they can get their Chinese phones here for espionage than you could imagine. They try to sell us on their amazing camera. I mean, look at how amazing their camera is. I mean, it's got something like a bazillion times optical zoom on it where it comes in crystal. I mean, and they're amazing phones, but we can't have them here. We have to be careful. Go back some more. I mean, look, OPM, which is the Office of Personnel Management out on the Hill. I mean, 2015 hackers broke in and they stole 21 million U.S. former and current federal employees. Personal information, their security clearances, their national security or their social security number. I was included in that breach. You look at Equifax in 2017. Chinese hackers broke in, took financial records of 147 million Americans. You don't think they don't want your information? They do. And we're giving it to them. Same with the healthcare breach in 2015. I mean, I could go on. 80 million records, 80 million healthcare records stolen by Chinese hackers. 80 million. And now we're just going to make it easy for them. We're going to come up with some cute little app where I can put on some cute little glasses and some bunny ears and get some lols. You know, the other reality, too, that's in on this is that people who do business with TikTok or are subsidiaries of TikTok, maybe the government isn't getting it straight from TikTok, but anyone who does business with TikTok is turning it over. They have to. Folks, dividing us from within and giving China access to buildings, to where you shop, to profile you, to profile Americans, to profile. Why do you think TikTok Shop came out? Why do you think it came out? So that they can track what you're doing. They can build a reliance on their stupid little store instead of us buying here in America. And they don't play fair. China does not play fair. And yet, we do. And so, you know what? We finally said enough. So look, folks, over the next coming weeks, when you hear about this TikTok ban and people getting all mad, share this with them. And then look at them and say, I'm me. I'm right. Deal with it.
You've been listening to I'm Right, Deal With It with Amy Parrish.